So, we'll jump right back on that spot. You're in the center of town. Let's see if you know what.
See if I can get that going. Just something to set you so you guys know where you're at.
General idea.
A general idea. Yeah, this is really all we need.
Okay.
Three rounds away.
That's a bar name.
Three rounds away?
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
That's a bar name.
That might be a tavern in the future. We'll make that the death night right now.
Sweetheart, how long were we sitting in the bar waiting?
A couple hours.
Okay, then I'm going to say I took a short rest and got my spell slots back.
Awesome. If we need anything on the map, I'll draw it as things come up.
Fair enough.
Okay, let's roll some initiative.
Oh, shit.
60, he appeared over there.
That's the death knight?
That's the death knight.
He looks delicious.
Looks like a little candy. Looks like,
yeah.
Mimrina's like way up here somewhere.
Okay, so.
Over 150 feet away?
Well over.
Oh, I think I said the ceiling was 100.
Yeah.
So I'll hold myself to it and say 100.
Okay. I'm gonna go last.
Okay.
I'm just picking to go last.
I rolled a 22 for future reference.
Okay. Orchestrion?
25.
Zarkon?
19.
What the fuck is going on?
Right? We're in it to win it today.
You're a cleric, right?
I am.
You're not supposed to roll that high.
Roll just in case. 17.
You go less anyway. Okay, Orchestrion, you're up.
Well, I'm going to just look to... it's not going to be for Ashley, sadly, but to my compadres here. Just look at them and be like, well, guys, this is it. Here's for all the mustard. And that's my motivational speech at 5th level.
Okay.
For all the mustard?
For all the mustard. And that inspires you so much that everyone gets 15 temporary hit points.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Except myself. Except myself, right?
Why?
I have to look it up.
Sounds like something that would just affect everybody.
I guess I'm in the range.
You address allies, Severnus, and Bysanders. Choose up to 5 creatures within range that can hear you. It doesn't say you can't. That it can be yourself.
I can hype myself up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's a little murky as far as whether it counts as you, but it doesn't specifically say no.
I'll make it a DM ruling. What do you want?
That's fine. You can count yourself. Fair enough. That's fine.
And then, since I also have an action green flame blade, I'll put that on.
That would happen as part of your attack.
So you have to actually... attack. Okay.
That's like a component of the spell, is like actually swinging an attack.
In that case, cantrip. 60 feet, you say?
Yes, sir.
Vicious mockery on this guy.
Okay. What does he have to do?
He has to... wisdom saving throw...
26.
Yeah, he fucking... But half, I guess he gets half damage.
Not on a cantrip.
Ah, fuck.
Cantrips are all or nothing.
Well, I tried.
He just smiles at you. Well, you can't see his face because his helm covers everything except those two...
Are you smiling under that? Oh, well.
Okay, that is your turn. Ashley, I'm going to say you're moving and dashing to join your party. Okay, because I put you 3 turns away. Unless you could even just, like, take like a random attack at just some skeleton or zombie you pass along the way.
I mean, yeah, I can kind of do that.
Okay. Ashley's cutting his way to his party.
I can also bonus action Misty Step.
Okay, I will cut it down to 2 turns then. Okay, so we'll say...
Let me mark that spell slot.
All right, move, dash, bonus action Misty Step to help cut down his travel time. Zarkon...
So, that's the Death Knight?
Yes, sir.
We have the dragons above us, and we're being surrounded by undead and stuff?
That are just, like, have been teleported into the city by Mimrina.
All right.
And the other defenders are squaring off with the zombies, skeletons, some loyalists.
So our focus is really the Death Knight.
Our focus is really the Death Knight, then. All right.
It's chaotic. I had to have you guys focus on, like, one piece of it.
No, I hear you. I just that just kind of determines like what I'm going to do. So he's how far away? 100 and...
He's 60 feet away.
60 feet? All right. So we're going to do a guiding bolt at 2nd level.
Okay.
That's going to be 28 to hit.
Yeah.
20. So it's 21 radiant. Okay. And next attack on him has advantage.
Okay.
And
your next attack or any next attack?
The next attack on him.
Any attack.
Any attack on him, the next one has advantage. And I'm just going to check my bonus actions real quick because I think there might be something I want to do. Bonus action, gem flight.
Okay.
And I'm going to fly up 30 feet.
Whee!
Okay.
That's the name of it, gem flight?
Yeah. So you see spectral wings come out.
That's just super cute.
And I just fly up.
Okay, so he goes 30 feet up. So that would mean when the Death Knight goes, which is right now, I just need Orchestrion and Malady to make dexterity saving throws.
Yippee.
I think I'm okay.
Ooh, I got a plus two. Watch the fuck out. Ooh, for a grand total of four.
18?
Can I
18
fail?
Just makes it.
Spectacular.
So you'll take half. Okay. There's no difference with you, Malady, between fire and necrotic damage, right? It's all.
Let's check. No.
Okay. And you either, Orchestra?
Necrotic? No, I don't. There's okay. Nothing.
So you just take half because you made the saving throw. Malady, you take 64 points of damage.
Holy shit!
Orchestrion, you take 32 points of damage.
I should have gone first.
Remember, you have the temporary 15.
All right, so how much again?
64.
Okay.
As he launches his... As the Death Knight launches its Hellfire Orb at you, and it explodes in this just cascade of fire and necrotic energy. With that, it just draws its sword and begins, like, slow walking towards you, dragging the sword on the ground as it moves.
Holy shit.
I need my goddamn calculator.
I just used mine.
And you're up, Malady.
Indeedy, I am.
I'm glad I did the motivational speech.
All I know is I have 33 left.
Stupid. That's a good thing to know.
Not for you to know. It's for you to find out, you bitch. First off, I'm going to touch him. Fly.
Oh. What I do?
You have no, flying speed.
You fly now.
Using my staff, I'm going to quicken. Not quicken. You know what I mean, though. I'm going to use my timey, wimey, wiggly, wiggly. And I'm going to cut down the casting time of, I'm going to do... Did you take any damage yet?
No.
I'm going to do Cure Wounds. Cure Wounds on me. For 13, I heal 13.
Okay.
And I'm gonna fucking fly the fuck out of there. Okay, that's it.
That's your turn?
That's my turn.
Orchestrion.
So I'm flying now.
You have 60 feet of movement for 10 minutes. Don't go too high in case I get hit.
Oh. Thanks for the update.
Smart.
Alrighty. I'm gonna fly, like, flanking and then, like, right behind this guy. Like so.
Okay.
And let's see. Fifth level. He's wearing metal armor, right? Heat metal. So I'm going to...
Okay.
Here we go.
What is the saving throw there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's not a roll to hit. It's a saving
it's
throw.
It's a cat. Oh, yes, yes. Casting, blah, blah, blah. Concentration. It doesn't say anything.
Oh, there isn't. It just yeah. happens.
Wow.
That's what makes it so mean.
It does make it mean. I was reading and I was like, it's not there. So, 23 damage. And...
What level did you cast it at?
Fifth level.
This motherfucker. Okay. It's like that? Alright. Okay.
Do I have any more flight left?
You have 60 feet of movement.
You have 60 feet total. So, how much did you use?
Seven.
So, 30. You have five more boxes.
One, two, three...
Is four, he gonna get a
five? I don't think I was that close.
Is it?
Well, I mean, yeah. That's a DM ruling. DM ruling.
For heat metal, I think it's touch.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Concentrate. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Okay.
If I was close, it's up to you.
You said
right
up
behind him. I'm right there.
So, okay. You can move. He's just gonna swing at you as you leave.
I'll take the chance. One, two, three. 4, 5, and what's the swing?
Okay, we're going to find out in 1 second.
Swing. That's the
one. Now you will learn heat metal from far away.
Natural one.
Oh, my whoa. God. DM.
Yeah.
From where I was, Did Malady recognize, did he take all that damage?
All what damage?
The fire. The heat from the metal.
Mm-hmm.
He took it?
Yeah, based on what you could tell.
Based on what I could tell. Okay, thank you.
So, Ashley, this is your second turn. So, your next turn, you'll be within range of him. So, let's put Ashley within 30 feet of this.
5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30. Okay. As now you all see bolting down an alley and coming around the corner, short sword and crossbow out, your partner, Ashley.
There he is.
Zarkon.
Alrighty. I need a DM ruling.
Give it to me.
Do you know the Channel Divinity Twilight Sanctuary?
I'm about to.
I need to know if the last line of that is going to affect the Death Knight.
What, Twilight Cleric, right?
Yes.
Twilight Domain. Okay, and your Channel Divinity Twilight Sanctuary. You end one effect on it, causing it to be charmed or frightened?
No. The last line, whatever a creature,
including you, ends its turn in the sphere, you can grant that creature one of those benefits.
So I can. So I don't have to.
You can grant that. Yes, you don't have to.
Got it. That's what we're doing then, folks. All right.
Wait.
I'm going to yell out, stay by me. I'm going to move a little bit closer because I want to be able to get as many of you as I can in this. And I'm going to cast my Channel Divinity, which is Twilight Sanctuary, as my action. As an action, you present your holy symbol and a sphere of twilight emanates from you. The sphere is centered on me and has a 30-foot radius and is filled with dim light. The sphere moves with you, and it lasts for 1 minute until you are incapacitated or die. Whenever a creature, including you, ends its turn in the sphere, you can grant it. You can grant that creature one of these benefits. You can grant it 1d6 plus 13 hit points temporarily, or you can end an effect on it, causing it to be charmed or frightened. So stay by me.
Okay.
Be advised, temporary hit points won't stack.
Oh, they do.
So, okay. Someone like Malady, who's already lost her temporary hit points, will benefit. Or Kestrion, who's already lost his, will benefit. But you won't. Well, actually, then they're the only ones near you. Yeah. And Ashley didn't.
She never got them.
He didn't get them. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. You can use them. Just personally can't use it on yourself. Until you lose your temporary hit points, those won't affect you.
And I'm sorry, describe how many do we get?
1d6 plus 13.
Whoa!
Is that, like, whenever we finish a turn?
Whenever you end a turn. Yeah, whenever you end a turn in the bubble.
So even if you lose your temporary hit points,
you can run back in and get them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tasha's is broken.
So
anyway.
So.
But now they don't stack on top of each other until we get to, like, 500 hit points. It's more of, like, I get hit for 20, I get 18 back. You can go back in,
yes.
I get hit for 50, I get 18 back.
Yep. Still fucking amazing.
Temporary hit points don't stack, but you can do it that way, yes.
And then for my bonus action, I am going to cast Spiritual Weapon at second level.
Okay.
And we're going to have a kind of like a scepter, like a mace with a dragon head and a jewel in it,
yep,
in its mouth, appear and go after Mr. Death Knight. It's going to be an attack. 13?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, I am done.
All right. Death Knight goes now. It's going to turn towards Ashley, who had just appeared on the battlefield. Turns to face Ashley.
Oh, wait! That was an attack roll. I get advantage. I mean, we can... continue.
Apologies.
The Death Knight raises its longsword, looks... the two fiery eyes staring at you, Ashley. It drives its sword into the ground, and you just see this wave of energy, almost like an earthquake, as the ground is like rippling up towards you. Make a Constitution saving throw.
6.
Okay.
Aye.
19 points of thunder damage plus.
I try and jump over it and miss.
Plus 18 points of necrotic damage. And you are knocked prone as it casts Destructive Wave.
So how much total?
I guess 37? 37. Yeah. And it starts walking towards you. That is the Death Knight's turn. Malady.
synaptic static.
Of course. Should have seen that coming.
Sorry. But you know I'm going to have to.
Not even close.
Not even close?
Not even close.
You didn't get a 22?
I did not. I got a 6.
All right, so that is...
I know what it does, but give me the damage.
Yeah. 36, actually 39, because you just gave me a weapon that gives me a +3 to all my damage.
You taste salty in the air. I don't know what it is.
Is that your turn?
Hold on. Oh, I am going to move into whatever bubble he had.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the radius of the bubble?
30 feet.
And now you roll for how much?
Yeah.
Temp, I get?
1d6 plus 13. Yeah, if you end, as long when you, if you're, end, you're ending your turn?
I am ending my turn in the bubble.
Okay. So, I rolled a 4.
17.
So that's 17. 17 temporary points.
Okay,
Orchestrion, you're up.
So our whisper campaign, do we think it worked?
I'm gonna go.
Oh, I was joking. I was like, clearly it didn't work. They're all fucking here, and they're trying to kill us.
3, 4. 4 times 5 is 40 feet.
4 times 5 is 20.
Thank you.
Dragons are also not stupid.
I don't know. So it's 20 feet.
But they are vain, cunning, manipulative, mm-hmm. and treacherous.
I know people like that.
In the, like, treachery meaning of the word.
Yeah.
Not as in, like, treacherous terrain.
4th level, cloud of daggers on him.
Okay.
And it just, again, just right over him is a huge cloud, and it just, all the daggers and knives, and they're all different shapes.
Can we make them rusty? And it's,
sure. And so as soon as it starts its next turn, that's when it takes the damage.
Okay.
Is it just on his square, or am I in radius?
It would just be on him.
Okay.
Yes.
It would just be on him. And then I fly backwards and go into whatever bubble.
You're already in it.
So oh, well.
It's 30 feet, so.
Sure. Right there.
Okay.
And please, top off my glass.
Roll the 6.
Damn.
So
19.
So 19 temporary hit points.
I'm taking it. I'm okay with it. I'm all about this.
Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Okay, Zarkon.
Alrighty. I'm gonna move up a little bit to the side, and we're gonna do a guiding bolt at 4th level at this guy.
Be advised. Actually, no, you're flying. It's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
120 foot feet.
Technically, if they're prone. Oh, he's not prone. Ashley's prone. As you were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 23?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I see some big numbers there.
That is going to be 29 radiant. And the next attack has advantage.
Okay. Well done. That's your turn, Zarkon.
And I got to move. Yeah, I was going to move that. I think I can only move it like 20 feet, though.
Oh, so. Shit. I skipped Ashley.
But yeah, that, okay, I was just thinking that.
You'll have advantage on your next attack, though.
Yeah, it's fine. That actually works better for me.
Okay. So 20 feet?
Yeah, I'm going to keep just moving it towards him.
Okay. Yeah, I just went to say the Death Knight goes next. Wait a minute, how could he go next? Oh, can I skip to Ashley? Ashley, you're up.
All right, I will get up and... Wow, that was really rude. Let me repay the favor. And first attack, Crystal Sword, 10 plus 9, 19.
19 will just miss.
God damn it. Okay, second attack with it. Natural 1. And offhand attack. The natural 2.
Oh, dude!
Wait. Next attack gets advantage.
Gets advantage. So the first 2 were the one, were the first attack.
Okay.
So that missed. That natural 2 was your second attack, so you still have your offhand attack.
Okay.
We'll do it that way.
13 plus 9.
Okay, that'll hit. That's a 22.
And I'm pumping a level 3 Divine Smite into that.
There you go.
Got it.
So let's see. D6. And 2d8. Third level And one more because he's undead.
Okay.
10, 18, 23 with my offhand.
Ooh!
There you go.
Death Knight ain't looking too good. It is going to swing its long sword at you, Ashley.
That's his turn?
What's up?
It's his turn, right?
That's Ashley's turn, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. My offhand attack was the bonus action.
The Death Knight's turn.
Oh, bonus action.
No, that was the offhand attack. It's a bonus action.
Okay. The Death Knight's turn.
It is now the Death Knight's turn.
Well, it's a lot of daggers.
Roll the damage.
And 15.
Hey.
All right. Draws his long sword. For his bonus action, he's going to cast Staggering Smite. And then for his action, he's going to make his three longsword attacks on the one person in range, Ashley. But he has a minus d6 because of synaptic static. 5,
10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Fuck. I'm definitely not in range of...
Sorry.
Not even close. Second attack. That might do it. 18 minus 5 is 13 plus 11. That's a 24 to hit. That'll hit.
Oh, yeah.
Third longsword attack.
Shit, I gotta get close to that.
Third, also a 24, so those will both hit.
Yeah. Is he 16 for the lose?
Okay, this is gonna be a bunch of damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it all at once. And what, Searing Smite? Or Staggering Smite, excuse me.
What the fuck?
Oh, we hit with Staggering Smite twice.
Ashley, I will say nice words to you at your funeral. Just want to let you know.
Are you sure you're not going to pull a muscle with all those dice in your hand?
Jesus fucking Christ, babe. It looks like you're just putting your dice away for the day. Is he doing minuses for synaptic static?
Yeah, that's why he missed the first attack.
Sorry. The minus D6. Reminding
me. 82.
Are you dead? Wah, wah.
He's the kind of dead you have spells for. He's not all the way dead.
He's like knocked out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had 58 hit points.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that too. It's like, oh shit.
You're not all the way dead.
You're not permadead.
No.
But
that
you see
an insta kill.
The Death Knight does like misses the first attack. Ashley's able to duck under it. It uppercuts with the second one and does, like, the turn around and stab behind him as it's looking at all of you. Draws the longsword back out as Ashley falls, and it just slow walks away from Ashley's corpse in the direction of all of you. And we're back to the top of the order, Orchestrion.
No, it's my turn now.
Oh, Malady, never mind, yes. Oh, he gets to roll to see if he can break some synaptic static, right? Nope. Still in effect. You're up, Malady.
I'm going to fly over to Ashley. 60 feet.
55, 60.
Fuck. All right. Instead,
going back.
I'm
going
to stop at the knight.
She's like right there.
I'm going to touch him.
Oh. Reach out and touch somebody.
Reach out and touch me. I'm going to touch him. And I'm going to cast Forced Progression.
Of course you are.
Con save 22, please.
God damn.
20. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, 21. Just 22. Fails. Just fails.
Do we all know what the spell does?
I don't.
What spell is it?
Forced Progression.
I wrote it for her. It's a chronomancy spell.
Ooh. Okay.
You touch a creature and force the creature to make a con saving throw. On a fail, the creature begins to rapidly age before your eyes. The creature has disadvantage on strength, dex, constitution-based ability checks, attack rolls, and saving throws. In addition, it has half damage with weapons, and it can only be removed by magical effect. It is on until I dispel it. There's no saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So it's getting nerfed. Super nerfed.
Yeah. It's like the rapid aging, like Indiana Jones' Last Crusade.
Got it.
So now it does half damage on attacks that it has to.
We have to rewrite aspects of that. Because okay. Now I'm thinking about it, I think that shouldn't work on undead.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
But that was in the spell, and it'll for this.
Specify my life.
I did not specify it, and we're here now,
buddy.
So we're going to allow it. But I'm thinking in the future, that doesn't work on undead.
And now I'm going to try to get closer. So I think I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to move. So you can do your
okay.
attack. I had to touch him, so...
Okay. Orchestrion, is that your turn?
Yeah, you're going to do an AoE.
Oh, you went past him? Oh,
I had to touch him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a touch spell.
Yep. But it's an AoE with disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
Because of the aging?
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking at something. Relax yourselves. Con save for stagger and smite. Might actually make it. Yeah, no, he took no damage. Oh, the cloud of daggers damage. Yeah, staggering smite is still active, so he can use it if he hits you. But he has disadvantage now. Natural one.
Disadvantage minus 6 because I got
concentration. Orchestrion, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to go uppy up right over again, sort of like...
Close, but not next to.
And third level, Thunder Wave. So it has to be a Constitution a saving throw 17. With, I'm assuming, disadvantage because of the aging.
Yeah, so it's 14 minus 1, so 13, 18.
Wow, so he made it.
He makes it, so we'll take half damage.
So we're going to go with half of that. Half of 15? 7.
Rounded down, yeah, so 7. Still not looking great. That your turn?
Yes.
Okay, death save, Ashley?
18. That's a success.
Okay, that is one success. Zarkon.
Alright, I am going to fly down about 15 feet so I can get the Death Knight in my breath weapon.
Okay.
So he's got to make a dex saving throw, DC 14.
Disadvantage. Minus 6. Just be happy the last time we fought that I was on my ass the entire time. Literally couldn't stand up.
Well, yeah. You might know the feeling now.
Yep. So that is going to be 19 radiant.
Would you like to call your shot, Zarkon?
Oh, yeah.
As that'll do the Death Knight in.
Okay. Yeah, I fly down. I kind of twirl my mace, and I kind of rear up, and you see, like... You see the wings that I have, because I have spectral rings right now.
Okay.
Sort of starting to glow like a twilight white.
Ooh.
Come, my mouth starts to glow a little bit. My eyes flash, and then I come down on him.
Oh.
Excellent.
And the radiant beam of energy incinerates him. And immediately after that, oh, actually, are you guys going to get Ashley back up?
Well, yeah. Yes. I'm going to do a bonus action.
Is he awake or no?
No.
Oh. I'm going to do bonus action healing word, and we'll do this at third level. So that'll be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So get 16 back.
So he's got 16. We get That means he's up.
Mm-hmm.
We're still flying? Because we can still fly?
Mm-hmm.
I go up to him, I grab him, and I bring him into the bubble. Your bubble's still up, right?
It is.
Okay.
I'm going to take, if we're all in the bubble...
Roll a d6 for him. Go ahead.
I'm going to use my staff for Mass Cure Wounds.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast...
18.
I'm going to cast that.
Temp. Yeah, 18.
Temp. 18 temp.
So that is... an additional 18 for everybody.
18 heal for everybody.
18 heal, okay. Actual heal. And then I'm going to use my cantrip for just a scratch, only on Ashley, which is an additional 5.
Thanks, guys. That kind of sucked.
You've been standing here, and we've all been like, heal!
And once you're going to get your bearings back. You see that the rest of the rebels are easily winning. There wasn't, like, everything that was sent is now, you know, you're seeing zombies getting decapitated. The rebels were sort of like, ah, cheer, and the bodies have been dispatched.
Uh-oh.
And,
that was my thought.
You look up and you see Okeanos perched where Mimrina was. Mimrina and Ling are nowhere to be seen right now. But Okeanos is looking down, and he just sort of grins. That'll be all for now. I'll be back. And he flies away, leaving the canopy of the roof of the dome torn open. And a moment of downtime. I'll let you all get your bearings, and we'll pick up there when we get back from the break.
That was the first wave.
I want to take your hand, and I want to fly all the way up and see in what direction he's flying.
Okay.
I want to do the same. I want to fly up.
Well, I can still fly with you, no?
No, yeah. I don't want to say it. I'm just going to say, like, let's go see where he's going, and I'm just going to try to drag you up.
Okay. We'll do that before we break. You all fly up, and you see Okeanos flying to the south.
Not a surprise, but at least we know.
And we'll pick up there when we get back.